Hello, Milwaukee!
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I have a friend who does like announcing for like wrestling like that, and she has like that cadence and that voice.
We're going to need her to come in. We should have had her come in for this, because that was about all
She's
I had
great.
Prepared. Ladies and gentlemen.
Her name is Linda Kay. Look her up.
Linda Kay would like you to play.
Oh, God.
Truth or drink.
Truth or shot.
I always think of...
We are playing Truth
remember,
or Shot.
The chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water by
yeah.
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit?
Yeah,
I've heard
how
of
that
them.
Album starts.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Oh, my God, it is. The chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water. I channeled my inner Fred Durst for that.
I had a very hard...
I listened to that. I listened to Limp Bizkit all the way home from Rockford the other day.
I had a very
Did you really?
Angry...
Yeah.
I had a very
like
angry
an
week last
drive.
Week, and I put it on.
Yes.
And you put some Limp Bizkit on?
Yeah, dude.
Some
nice.
Other stuff, yeah. And then Limp Bizkit.
I put that album on specifically.
I had Rage Against the Machine Gun.
All right, hold on. This is off the record.
Yeah.
Not part
it's
of the shot
It's on the record, dude. It's on the...
No, but not part of the shot game. What is your favorite Limp Bizkit song?
Ooh, fuck.
I know.
I only know the names of like the heavy hitters, so I feel like I'm not good at this game.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat Break Stuff when
Fast
you're really
lane.
Fucking pissed
totally.
Off. You know, like,
Fast
totally.
Lane.
Like,
Fast Lane.
Remember when they did the, like... Okay, this was...
What's that? Dun, 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 dun,
they did the Mission
dun,
Impossible
that
cover.
Yes.
That? Yeah, that was pretty
Yes,
good.
That is awesome, too.
Dun, 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 dun. What's that one?
There's also
it's
My
like
Generation.
One of main ones.
My Generation.
Yeah,
good.
That one's a good one.
I will take Faith All Day.
Oh, that's a good
that
one.
Was exactly what turned me into a metalhead, I think.
Really?
Was the screamo stuff that they put in there.
New metal. Yeah, that's,
new metal. Well,
that's
I mean,
the genre.
No, but I mean, it turned me into a
Faith
metalhead.
Faith by George Michael
because
is way
better. I was like, wait, yeah. You can do that? You can just like scream shit like that? That's crazy. That's yeah. So cool. All right, so Steve, yours was?
Fastlane.
Fastlane?
Man, that's tough. I'd say Break Stuff.
Break Stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Heidi was da, 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 da. I don't know what song
it's
that
like
is.
It's like the beginning of it. Like dun 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 dun. Am I?
That's Linkin Park.
Damn it! We'll see. I'm
oh
the
my
game.
God!
That's
that is Linkin Park.
Yeah.
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 That was the piano.
Wait, what band were we talking about?
Limp Bizkit.
That's a
I feel like
that's
like
Limp
Bizkit. That's like adjacent. I feel.
Oh yeah. Oh, Linkin Park's also one of my faves. Yeah.
What are we doing here today?
We're playing Truth or Drink / Truth or Shot.
There's
one,
today. Two, three, four,
and,
five, six, seven.
This was Heidi's bright idea.
Shots here.
So, Heidi, can you explain the rules of Truth or Shot?
Not even
to us,
mathematically.
Please?
Sure thing.
Doesn't
so
need to be.
We are going to take turns asking each other questions about our respective industries, jobs, passions.
Pass.
And you have the
history.
Opportunity.
It doesn't have to be related to any of that. I ask
yeah,
some,
yeah.
I'm asking
some, oh, yeah,
some
of
some wild
some of them could be just for fun.
Yeah.
And you can either choose to answer it honestly, or if you don't feel like it, you have to take a shot. And we've got a bunch
They're
of different
random.
Drinks out on the table. They are hidden, so you don't
They're
know what you're going to drink.
Mystery shots.
We've got everything from beer to Goldschlager. So
and everything in between,
yeah,
including but not limited to
bourbon,
sipping cream.
I found this bottle of Goldschlager in the back of my liquor cabinet this
Huckleberry
morning.
Huckleberry vodka.
Huckleberry
we've got
vodka. Rosé
Elijah
vodka.
Wood, tequila.
Elijah Craig. Let's, first question everyone has to answer.
Oh, has to?
It's 5:35.
Uh-huh.
How much? What have you had to drink already today, John?
I've had, this is my second experience, Milwaukee.
Yeah!
Hoppy Pilsner, it's back.
I've had about 12 ounces of water today and 2 sips of beer.
Only 12
Heidi's
ounces?
Heidi's dehydrated.
Yeah, I know, I'm dehydrated.
I've had 2 full sips, gulps, of Experience Milwaukee beer.
Woo!
The re-release, new hotness. And it is delicious.
Is All right, why we're
well,
here,
let's get started.
No. Steve, I think you have a head start. What have you drank today?
I've had 2 smoky Manhattans and a set list. And now this little
What
guy.
Is a set list?
It's a hazy
Eagle
IPA
Park.
From
Eagle,
Eagle
Park.
Park
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, got
it's
it.
It's a good beer.
It's super
Holy
good.
Holy balls.
I feel like you should know that.
Yeah, I feel like I should do. 3 drinks.
I'm ready to
it's
go.
It's a hazy IPA, though. I wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
I think a Manhattan counts as 2 drinks.
At least.
One? That's two full shots of bourbon.
I remember set list when it was upstairs here at the Link Warehouse.
Yeah.
No way. Oh, I remember Eagle Bar when it was up here, too.
That's one of their OG beers.
I hacked my palm wide open on the stairwell, leaving Eagle Park when it was up there. I turned around to hold the door for somebody, and it must have been a piece of chipped wood. And I caught it with my hand, and it just went... and ripped it right open. And I was okay. Like, oh, damn.
John has a good hand story, too.
Yeah. Other time.
Oh, like, yeah. I think I saw remnants of that.
Is it a 5-on-1 story?
It didn't get in our beer, did it?
No.
All right. I'm kidding.
If it did, it's hot.
Okay, so does anybody have a coin? Because we'll flip a coin for who goes first.
No.
No.
I can do a coin flip on your phone. What?
Flip your phone.
Flip it up in the air.
Flip your phone. Let's do this. I will think of a number between 1 and 50.
Five.
I have a coin right in the safe in there. Oh, you want to do a number?
I'll think of a number between 1 and 50.
Like one person picks one person?
And the person you two closest pick, and furthest will go. No, it's one-on-one.
One person can pick one person.
Yeah, one person picks one
person. This is all one-on-one, yeah.
All right.
All right. Steve, what's your number?
11.
Okay.
Between 1 and what?
1 and 50.
27.
Okay.
49.
The fuck? Heidi got it dead on.
Oh!
That's your second dead on. You got the quote
you
from the photographer dead
me.
On.
Yeah.
You better
did you
buy
read my did I really get it?
Yeah, the number was 49. I'm like, nobody's going to go that high.
Surprisingly, you have to take a shot because you got it dead on.
Yeah, actually, because you did it on the nose.
I can't maybe Adam has to take a shot because I got him.
Yeah. Plus, he doesn't have underwear on.
And I get to pick it. And I pick that one.
Okay.
Wait, can we talk about the
ow!
Here he goes.
It's the Huckleberry vodka.
Oh, he wanted that one.
I did.
I didn't know that. That was a lucky,
wait,
lucky guess.
Are you doing it?
Shot number one.
You don't want to use our company phone?
Shot number
one. Why did I ever buy this?
Shot! Huckleberry vodka. Ooh.
I think it's just like a generic North 44 North.
That's pretty damn good.
All right.
North 44? 44 North? North 44?
Yeah, I already was doing stuff on my phone.
All right.
One
down, cheers
guys.
To me.
I think it's funny that we are re-releasing a beer next week, and we decided that this is how we're going to promote it.
By doing shots?
There are some experience wonky shots out there, too.
I only ride coattails. I only ride coattails.
Making
hey, this is a
no
great
fun.
Way to promote the beer coming out, which is next Thursday, July 27th.
Thursday, July 27th.
In the tap room.
Yep.
All right, do you ask a question?
So now...
And then that person asks a question?
No, that was basically just to start the game.
Heidi
won,
yeah,
so
Heidi
she
starts.
Picks the person and asks a question.
Yep.
And ooh. Reminder, if you don't want to answer...
You can do a
you
shot.
You merely have to do a random shot from the
okay.
from the gallery here.
I want to ask Steve.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of local podcasts. There was, I mean, especially in the last few years, it's become wildly popular.
Yeah.
Who is a podcaster that you think should hang it up? And why?
What if they already did hang it up?
A little bit of
feels like a cop out.
Yeah.
Somebody who is still podcasting.
I'm doing a shot.
Today.
I'm not going to say that.
Somebody who's still. Oh.
So you get to pick?
I get to pick.
Ah!
She knows. Oh, no.
I don't know what any of them
I'm kidding.
Are.
Hey, what is that?
When you guys weren't paying attention, I actually snuck next door.
What the fuck is this?
Do you like cilantro?
No.
Oh, fuck. That
sucks. You don't like cilantro?
It is cilantro vodka that is made by Twisted Path, and it is delicious. One of the best things I've ever tried. But you're only going to like it if you're a cilantro fan, so...
I do like cilantro. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, pretty fucking hardcore.
Yeah, it's intense. It's really tasty.
Uh-oh.
Cheers to Twisted Path.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cilantro.
It's super warm. It's super warm.
It's so hot right now. Woo! All right, Steve, since you were targeted, you're next. Who would you like to pick, and what question would you like to ask?
I'm going to pick John. How many times have you been naked in the tap room?
Don't forget to carry the one.
I'm trying to think if it's ever happened.
No, that's cilantro-y.
It's happened. So this time of year, it gets so fucking hot in here.
Yes,
obviously. It gets like, even if it's like 70 degrees out, it's like 90 degrees in here for some freaking reason. Yeah. And so there was, I think there was like a big event, and I was like Heidi always goes, like, you shouldn't, like, have a brew day, like, on big event night because,
right.
you know, you'll be
sweaty.
Exhausted. Yeah. And I didn't listen, of course. And so I was here all day sweating, like, standing over, you know, a brew kettle. And I was like, well, I need to have, like, a reset, you know. And I think before anybody got here, I took the washdown hose that we have here in the back of the house.
And just soak a shower?
I just, like, totally doused down. Like,
I definitely thought you were going to say I hopped in,
no,
filled
dude,
it up, scrubbed down.
It's too warm in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shower cap and all.
Oh, my gosh.
It
worked perfectly. I felt great afterwards.
Like, and then when were the other 13 times you've been drunk in here?
Yeah.
I mean, naked.
I think that's the only time.
Yeah, all right. Hey, good answer.
Yeah.
And he successfully avoided a shot.
Actually, that
had to do better than that.
So I feel like I just had like pico or some good salsa.
There you go.
Oh yeah. Is it spicy?
No, it's not spicy at all.
It's just
you have an aftertaste of the cilantro, which is really good.
Interesting. What an idea!
I mean, the cilantro. It stunk because it was a little warm.
Yeah.
Going down. But other than that,
going
good.
Down.
So is it my
Steve's
turn?
Life story.
Yeah.
Even though I got it right? Yeah.
Even though I got it right? Yeah. If you're
I got questions for everybody. I just got to pick the right
one. If you're targeted, you...
We'll go to Adam since you haven't been done yet.
All right. Let's roll.
So this will probably be pretty
He did
obvious.
Do a shot, what, though.
What is the worst podcast interview person you had to interview on
oh
a podcast?
Oh, my God. Yeah. We did talk about this, too.
Yeah.
We had.
I know off the record, but
you have to name
it on the record.
You have to name the name.
I do have to name the name.
But or you have to take a shot.
You, it's not me. I'm not involved.
Okay. I was actually somebody called me on this. One of my best friends called me on this. He's like, "So you didn't like that guy at all, huh?" I was like, "No. What?
Oh,
how did you know that?"
listening to you on the podcast.
I mean, if this is the worst we've ever done, out of 200 episodes, I think we're doing pretty great. So I'll preface it with that. But I think the worst one was Ryan from, I don't remember the name of the, it was
Brew
a fitness.
Fitness,
a fitness. Yeah, fitness company. And it was specifically because halfway through the interview, he started like hard selling me on signing up to be at the workout facility. I'm like, I'm not driving 20 minutes up here every day to go work out. Like, I can do that at home. He's like, just sign up. Just sign up for that. I'm like, no. And this is while we were recording. So I was pretty turned off by that. So yeah, that was I think our worst podcast episode.
Good job being honest.
Episode guest. That episode
right,
wasn't
one more
terrible.
Question and we're done.
All right, Heidi.
Oh. There she goes.
Knew it was coming.
It had to, right? I don't want to leave you out.
Yes.
Heidi.
Rocks.
Oh shit.
Yes.
Are you thinking this question's way too mean or what's going on?
No. Oh, Steve, that's a really good one.
What?
Okay, no, I'm going to ask this one. Heidi, what's your favorite non-New Barons beer and why?
Oh.
And why do you hate John so much for not brewing it?
She's got this. This is easy.
This is a little bit of a toss-up.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
I have a couple ideas.
Wait, let's let John guess.
No,
talking about a local craft beer? Are we talking about any beer in the world?
Non-New Barons beer. Any non-New Barons beer. I don't care. Up to you.
You know, I often find myself grabbing a Mexican lager.
Okay.
So Modelo is really high up there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Modelo Negro or just Modelo?
Just a really cold Mexican lager in a bottle in the summer.
I do
like
Modelo. That's
why we brewed behind the Mexican lager.
Perfection.
She told me that.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
I do have a couple favorite locals.
Lay them on us.
Indeed's Pistachio Cream Ale.
Yes.
It's always been.
Don't know why, but that beer.
It just hits every time.
Always good.
I'm just gonna leave it there.
Yeah, that's good. That's perfect.
So it's your turn. We are in the tap room.
Give John a second. He's not done crying yet.
He said not New Barons beer, so that's it.
I know. I was kidding.
We don't have that rule here.
We don't have that rule that you can only drink your own beer.
Right.
I'm gonna ask John a question.
Yeah.
Oh,
what do you think?
Turn the tables.
Here we go.
What do you think is the most broken part of the craft beer industry in Milwaukee, specifically?
Whoa.
And who broke
the
it?
The most broken part of the craft brew
industry in Milwaukee.
That's tough.
The water.
Am I gonna go there? I'm not gonna go there.
Or you could take a shot. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Take a shot. Hear me out. Some of us take shots.
But Heidi gets to pick.
I don't know where they are.
After
so.
Two
yeah,
Manhattans.
I don't either. I've now completely forgotten where all of them are. I don't even know where the beer ones are.
I mean, I think I have an answer, but it's not aimed at... I think you'll be disappointed with the answer, but I don't think it's big enough. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Big enough as in, like, there's like 35 craft brews
big
in
enough
Milwaukee.
Big enough is like there's not like enough breweries or enough interest or respect and understanding of the craft.
I think both. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think we could have more breweries. There, a lot of people like beer in Milwaukee. We need more brands. You go to other craft beer destinations and, you know, these cities are bigger, San Diego, Denver, you know, so it makes sense that they have more breweries, but like I would say the per capita, like the density of those breweries is still a lot higher than it is here.
Huh.
I don't know what it is. I think Milwaukee in general struggles with having a night culture outside of the weekends.
So yeah, right, it does.
That's true. Yeah.
I think that's a problem. I think that's part
true.
Of it.
I've learned that on Text MKE.
Yeah.
It's like nothing going on Monday through Wednesday.
And that's why Summerfest is on weekends only now. It's like,
Sunday.
God forbid, we go to a show on a Tuesday.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
I mean, that's silly, you know. So, that's my answer.
I wonder if that's a corporate culture problem.
Yeah, I think Midwest,
I think
you know, we have like...
Western...
Midwest
yeah.
has like conservative
problem.
Values.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Type thing, you know, like, so...
I mean, you still have to wear a shirt and tie at some businesses.
I know, it's absurd.
We don't embrace enough weird here. We gotta make more weird.
I like that.
We gotta make more weird happen.
We need more weird.
We need more weird.
Yeah,
there's
and sloppiness.
We're the gonna be the ones to bring it to you.
Yeah, let's do it.
It.
We're trying, and we're trying to bring the weird all the time. So
right on.
I see the Sasquatch in the mural. All right, John.
You go.
It is to you.
Ooh, okay. Heidi, I'm gonna kick it back.
Oh, no, she didn't.
What is the worst bar that you've had to work at in Milwaukee and that worst bar manager?
Oh.
Oh, it's a two-parter.
That's kind of a fucked
it's
up question.
It's an and-or. You can
an
either
and
pick.
Or?
Oh. You could choose worst bar manager or worst bar. Yeah.
Okay, let me think for a second because there might be someone I would call out. I'm trying to remember them all in my head.
Yes.
Too dangerous. I'm taking a shot.
All right, John,
I've only had a couple bad experiences. I've had more really great ones.
Milk is a bad choice.
Shit.
What is it?
I don't
bourbon
know.
Sipping cream.
Sipping cream?
Yeah. Bourbon cream. It's like
I don't know that I've ever had a sipping cream.
Well, get ready to chug it.
So good.
Gross.
It's warm.
Yeah, they're all fucking hot.
It's not bad, though.
It's like doing shots of soup.
Is it a
with
flavor?
Liquor in it.
It was.
I don't know. I threw the thing away. I got it in Kentucky. So.
Do you know what's funny is my dad didn't bring that home. He loves shit like that, you know?
The sipping cream. I know. That was one of the freebies they gave away.
That was a good question.
Good question.
Okay.
Heidi, it's back to you.
I'm actually going to ask you a question, Adam.
Okay.
Have you ever had anyone on your show that has made you nervous? And who was it and why would they make you nervous? Or that you were intimidated by, or...
I have.
I truly...
I was sweating.
Were you really?
Yeah.
For who?
Is your question, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah,
and if
sorry.
You don't, if
sorry.
You don't have one that's already made you nervous, would you name someone that would make you nervous?
Ooh, good question. Okay, so I don't think... I think I'm always nervous to a certain degree before podcasts, obviously, because you never know how the conversation is going to go. But... struggling, like I'm thinking like struggling to talk nervous, like I can't get a word out of my face. No, I don't think I've ever been that nervous, because once the conversation starts I'm like, yeah, we're good.
He's pretty cool, Cucumber.
But I would say somebody who I would be nervous to interview, somebody, it'd have to be somebody real high up there. Somebody that you're like...
What does high up there mean? Like famous or like...
famous.
Athlete that's like...
Athlete, they're fine. They're used to interviews. They know
athlete,
they know they're
non-intimidating
to athletes, they know their talking
movie
points.
Star.
We're just taking it one game at a time.
You know what it is?
What about Fred Durst?
I get...
Oh.
I wouldn't be nervous at all. I couldn't care less.
I would just smile at him.
No,
that
I
was
think,
just really topical.
I think what would make me nervous, and future guests beware, ego. If you come in like, why is this all you're doing for setup? Is this like really shitting on us and really belittling the podcast? That's when I probably get nervous. That would trip me a little. Like, yeah, oh yeah, god, yeah. Oh, we're not enough. We're not enough. And I mean, the more we do this, the more I go.
240 episodes, well, fuck man.
It. If it doesn't work, we won't publish it. Who cares? It's not live. So, all right, did that satisfactorily answer your question?
Well, you answered
it.
It
would have been cooler to like have a name, but yeah. You answered.
I want to know
who intimidates you.
Who intimidates you? Podcast or not?
My wife.
You know who would have you know who would have really intimidated me?
Who?
Ooh, I got one. Paris Paloma from Summerfest.
Why?
Because she's
British
got a
accent.
British accent.
Oh.
And I would have been fumbling over my words.
So this is a local person.
Oh my god, this is a real person.
She's not local, but
well, thank god you picked a real person.
She was playing Summerfest and we were supposed to interview her.
And we were supposed to interview her and I was like,
Am I really out of touch that I don't know this person? I feel terrible.
No, you would know.
No, we just
it was kind of random.
Her publicist reached out, so that's how we know her.
So Paris Paloma would have been the one that I would have definitely like fumbled over my words because I would have been like lost in her eyes, in her accent, and I just wouldn't have been able to focus.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine.
That
do
accent kills me. I can't even go to the UK. Steve.
Oh god.
Here we go.
We can't turn on each other.
Oh wait.
Sure you can.
Yeah, I asked Heidi a hard question.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you the question that I'm pretty sure you put in here. What was the worst date experience with your current significant other?
Love that.
Starting to get personal. I like that.
I don't think I have any worst date experiences.
Then take a shot.
Yeah. That's how it works.
You have to
we're
truth
know if you're making
or
it
shot.
I feel like that's kind of a truth. If he's right.
You have to. I mean, like
but, I mean, objectively, there has to be something.
Here is the worst. Yes. Here is the worst date experience.
Even if it's not that.
And I'm
going
to out somebody on this motherfucker.
Awesome.
One of our favorite places is Joey Gerard's.
Nice. Yeah. In Greendale, right?
Bartolotta Restaurant in Greendale. Mm. And we went on our date night, had a wonderful time as always. And when I got home, I don't know if it was just like this bug that was going around, or I thought it was food poisoning.
Yeah.
I like got super sick for 3 days. And
like poop sick?
No, like
puke?
Scream vomit.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, like death metal.
Scream
death metal.
I haven't had a good scream vomit.
Like,
in
I woke up at
3
in the morning, I was like, like that. And so that was like the one worst date night ever we've ever had because of that.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Now,
Barf
I have
City.
Been to Joey's many times after.
And many times before,
I can't
I'm sure.
do the filet yet.
Is it?
It's PTSD kind of a thing. Yeah, yeah.
I read you. That's the same way
you
I
spoofed for a while. Just got to go after it one more time. And
I know.
Fun.
Yep.
All right. This is a fun one, John.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, snap.
Who's your least favorite bartender here? In the tap room, and why?
Can't do it. Yeah.
Pick a shot for John.
I just wanted you to do a shot.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the idea.
This count,
you're supposed
it would be myself. Does that count?
No.
I am the worst.
That's why I don't do it anymore.
Who's not you?
Fuck. All right. I'll do it.
Pick
a shot
for
Steve
him.
Steve has to pick.
And the shot revealed is
something.
So
get your camera.
Do you smell it or do you just take
something
it? What's your strategy?
Bourbon-y.
Smell it.
That one was in a big glass.
Smells like it's like maple syrup. What the fuck is this?
Peanut butter? Could it be peanut butter? There is some screwball.
Screwball. Or that walnut whiskey stuff.
Screwball. It's not like. It's like maple syrup.
Gosh, what was that other bottle you brought? Didn't you have
there
something?
There was zero.
I had a toffee. I had a toffee and a...
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Toffee.
Yeah, okay, there it is.
All right, John, you're up.
All right, John. Ask away.
Steve.
Whoa.
I think you'll answer this one. What's the worst piece of podcast tech you've bought? Like you spent money on it.
How much time you got?
You were like, this is a good investment. This is good. Like, you know, it's like $300
I know
you
got it. It's like I know the answer trash. To this.
Yeah. It was out of the gate. I bought a ton of like music gear shit.
Okay.
So the one thing I would say is I bought this giant soundboard.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what 20 of the 100 controls even did. And that was dumb because now I have this little guy and
this tiny little mobile unit. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it.
Easy.
And Adam.
You didn't buy me. I'm not a Adam piece of equipment, you. Sir. I'm a voice.
Oh, I go.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Your turn.
Heidi.
Rocks.
This is, I think Adam put this on our list. Open your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your last text and who was it to? What's your last text?
What's your last text and who was it to?
You got to read it.
I have some that came in instead of being
no,
out.
No, your sent.
It's the last one you sent and who was it to and what was it about?
Okay.
Heidi gets like 700
it
text
messages. It was to Jeff Torzala of Torzala Brewing.
Nice.
Asking him for the beers he's serving this weekend so I can print up a menu.
Okay. Exciting.
That would have been way better if it was something different.
I looked at my phone, too, when I sent that, and I was like, it's going to be dumb, because I replied to a text MKE
Some can
afternoon.
Be easy.
I'm like,
some
that's
can be
so
easy.
Dumb. Yeah, yeah.
All right, you go.
Steve.
Heidi, you're up.
Yes. Yeah. Steve. I asked Adam before, but I want to hear your least favorite guest you've had on the show.
Ooh-wee! I like it.
I'll edit this out, but let me think for a second.
No, you can't edit it out.
Yeah,
it's cheating.
No, I'll edit out the quietness.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, got it.
We can fill it in with other things.
With music, like, what's the music they play at?
No, we'll play In the End by Linkin Park.
Or, whatchamacallit?
No, it's do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
It starts with one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time.
I don't. So time to be honest, I don't. I don't remember a specific guest name.
Can I alter my question then?
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember some. Like the worst guests have been those guests who were like, "Hey, and so like, why did you start your business?" Well, you know, I just thought it was a cool idea.
Okay.
Yeah, the short answer.
Right, I'm going to change it because you did get that question. Who would you refuse to have on your podcast if they
approached
you?
Who would we refuse?
Qualifiers.
Oh my God, that's a good question. No qualifiers. Just answer the question.
You need to name a person or you're taking a shot.
Yeah.
Who would I refuse?
Yeah.
Considering like Milwaukee podcast, who in Milwaukee?
You can consider whatever you want, but you got to name a name.
Who would you refuse to have on the podcast?
Yeah, within the bounds of your mission, like it's Milwaukee, it's local.
One that could actually happen, not Kid Rock.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. Having Donald Trump on my podcast.
Yeah,
what?
No shit.
Oh, is it Bob Bauman? Like, is that
who
his
Bob
name?
Bauman?
Like, is that his name? Like, is that how you say his name, Bauman?
The alderman or the local politician?
I would never have him on.
I don't know. I don't know how to say his
last name.
Because
I've just heard bad things, and I would not want him spreading his badness on us.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. That's a pretty damn good answer. Yeah. I don't know who the hell that is, but okay.
Donovan?
Bob Donovan. There it is. I was like, I don't know who this guy is.
I don't know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Bob Donovan.
He just seems angry, and I'm like, I don't want that anger on my show.
Yeah, we're sunshine and flowers.
We're doing cool shit.
Rainbows, butterflies.
Cool shit with cool people.
Now, I've also heard you might find him in a local establishment pretty regularly, so maybe I want to have a beer with them and find out.
Okay.
All right.
Please do, and let us know how it goes.
Until then, he's never coming on.
All right.
All right, you're up. You're up, big shoots.
Adam.
Damn it.
What was the last argument you had with Amanda about?
What was the last argument? Ooh. Oh, God. Oh, you guys. Get ready. So we recently decided it was
to have a re-argument.
we had this. I will say I was fully in the wrong. We recently had this argument about housework and how like it's we just aren't good at I like it clean, so I'm constantly cleaning. Amanda likes to
She doesn't like it clean.
And then clean it all at once at one time, and then for a very short amount of time, it's clean in the house. And I'm like, not my thing. I'm like always cleaning, like every day, just a little bit here and there.
I get that. I'm a little
So she was like, hey, I'll put a list of stuff that needs to get cleaned on the fridge. And just throughout the week, you cross it off, and at the end of the week, everything's crossed off, and we're done, and we'll start a new list.
So you're cleaning everything.
And I was like, great. Week and a half goes by. She's in the basement doing, I think, changing out laundry or something. I don't know what I said about cleaning, but she turns around and she goes, that list has been up on the fridge for a fucking week and a half, and you haven't crossed off one thing on that list. And then I got super defensive because I was like, I forgot it was. I know I keep meaning to look at the list. I've been cleaning stuff. I haven't crossed anything up. I know where the fridge is. You know I know where the fridge is.
You keep moving the fridge.
You keep moving that list all over the place. So we got this knockdown, drag out fight about this stupid cleaning list. And I'm fully in the wrong, but I got wildly defensive about it because I was, you know, I felt attacked. But she was dead on. And yes, I have not crossed anything off that list to this day.
Oh, good work. All right.
So, that's me. Whew. Avoided a shot. Whew. Avoided a shot on that one.
Yeah.
We need more shots. Sorry, Manders.
Maybe we should all pick a shot for each other just to have...
we're all to do a
hang
shot.
Hang on. I got a question for John.
We're at 34 minutes. We're at 34 minutes.
We're going to cut a lot of this out. There's a lot of dead air. Don't worry. We're going to only put the questions in. And by we, I mean Steve.
I don't think there's a lot of
John.
Data. Yes.
What's the grossest thing that has fallen into the mash while you've been making it?
Oh, that's easy. I would say.
Damn it!
I would say
a shot.
When we do our we do a wet hopped event
every
fall, and it's by nature. So we pick these fresh hops from the vine. Like we have a farmer who brings them out from Muskego, and we throw them all in the mash tun, and sure as shit, as soon as hot water hits it, you see a lot of these caterpillars come off of the hot vine. And any brewery,
you know, they're just pooping in there too.
Any brewery, I'm not crucifying myself. Any brewery that does what hot beers, this is going to be a reality of
that's
the situation.
A thing. Yeah,
you know, like this is a biological product,
and I have to assume that the parts per million.
Well, they
are
get.
So
I mean,
low.
They're getting boiled. So, you know, yeah. So like, I mean, it's yeah. I mean, yeah.
Anyway,
so
enjoy your caterpillar
soup.
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoy your.
That's why we do it once a year.
Caterpillars.
All right, I got one for Heidi. This one's fun. She'll answer it, but the answer will be good. So. It's like two part, or it could be and or. What is your opinion of everything bagel seasoning, and what is your opinion of people who like everything bagel seasoning?
I will answer both because I have a pretty strong stance on this.
I'm picking up on that.
I think it's overrated. I think it tastes like sesame seeds and maybe some dried onions, but I think it's way overrated.
Yeah.
I love an everything bagel. Don't get me wrong.
I hate them.
And I think it's pretty basic.
But. You
I will
won't
say,
do
though,
the
my
seasoning.
Opinion on what, like, you know, people call, like, ranch dressing basic or, like, you know, vanilla latte basic. I think that women specifically are kind of taking back that word basic. So I don't necessarily mean it as a totally negative thing, but I just think it's, like, this silly, unreasonably popular thing.
Unreasonably popular thing.
I like that. Unreasonably popular.
Yeah.
I'm going to start using that. That's unreasonably
popular. That is unreasonably popular. Yeah.
Agreed.
I agree. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's a little bland.
Why are you looking at me?
Heidi, you're up. I thought you were up.
Oh, yeah. I do have one. I'll do Adam.
Oh.
Okay.
Which of the two of you, who do you think is a better podcast host?
Oh, me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was expecting a little bit.
100%.
Hands down, yeah.
100%. But I'll tell you why. I will tell you why.
She didn't ask that.
I want to know.
I will tell you why. Because Steve has to focus on that stuff. So I have learned over the years, I had to think about that, carry the one, multiple years, to like fill in for that. So I always come in with those like wild card questions and stuff too. Plus, he has to edit all this shit. I need to carry.
So maybe neither of you use a battery. You just have two totally different jobs as hosts.
I was gonna say Heidi is the better like consumer facing part of my like our business. Like, I'm in the back, you know, making beer, and like, you know, she's consumer focused. But it's not because
so
of,
maybe it's not a better or worse
it's
thing.
Just, well, it's if like it, just nature of the job.
If yeah, Adam's yeah. better, that's okay because I'm
okay.
Great.
Then who do you think is funny? Who do you think is funnier then?
You just laughed at my joke.
I think. I honestly think
I
like the
funnier,
two of us
to be honest with you.
Are a great 1-2 punch that's on not, all that stuff. Like,
I'd take a shot on that question because I don't think I could answer that honestly.
If he's a better podcaster, then I'm better because he makes me better.
Well, I'll be damned. That was adorable.
Yeah. So, yeah. Because it just is. It's just like the second he came on the show, I'm like, fuck, dude, you have to be on this show more often. Because we just... It's awesome.
It vibed right. There's a reason we've been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah, and haven't killed each other.
And have not even come close to it.
Or argued about lists on the refrigerator.
No, we have...
We've argued.
We have the best arguments.
Yeah.
Because they are all floored in trying to better the podcast.
Yeah,
totally.
So
And they're all question-based. It's not like you did something. It's like, hey, why did you do this? What were you thinking?
Yeah, what was the thought behind
this? I was thinking about this. Oh, cool. If you were thinking about that, then how could we do this?
Yes.
And it's all constructive.
I know. It seems like you want to hear like there's dirty little secrets behind the stories and stuff. That is truly it. Like we text all day long most days.
Yeah.
And we are constantly like trying to figure out like, well, what where could we go with this? Where could this go?
If there's a secret anywhere, it's like sometimes I'm like, dude, I'm ready to fucking just stop doing this.
Oh my god. Yeah.
and he's like, calm down.
Why? This is so much fun.
Calm down. We'll make it simpler. We'll change this or we'll do this. Like, let's keep going. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah, we have that ever expanding and ever contracting podcast.
Yeah.
Where we'll expand and do like 1,000 things, and we'll go, oh, that was too much shit.
That hurt.
And then we'll refocus and come back to the podcast a little bit.
All this sounds a little bit familiar.
Yeah.
Does it?
Does it
seem
same thing?
Does it seem familiar from another business?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard shit.
Yeah.
It is
hard.
And it's great to do that with someone you trust
and love.
Sure. I think in honor of that, we should all pick shots for
our partner. Hold on. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
For our partners.
There we go.
Steve, you do this one.
John, you do.
Shit. I think that's
tequila.
Is it?
Probably.
I didn't eat any Mighty Mo, so you got that one.
Oh, God. We both got clear liquids. Oh, that's definitely.
I got tequila, too.
We both got tequila.
Cheers.
Hey, here's
what's the minty one? What is this?
Oh, that's probably McGillicuddy's.
Oh, gross.
Shit.
Right.
Should I put some everything bagel seasoning
before we do
on
this? we had this reset recently, right?
Oh, my God. I'm holding
Heidi
a shot.
Heidi called us all together and said, hey, we said we're going to do this, and you said you were going to do this, and let's do all this shit. But in the very beginning of the pitch of this year, we said... Let's do cool shit with cool people.
Yeah.
And that has maintained 1,000%.
In honor of that.
Up to and including
cool
this weird ass
cool
people. Craziness.
Cheers. Oh, God.
Whoa. That's a big shot. I saw you pour that one.
Is Goldschlager when they drink beer fast when they're like, you know, like he can't remember anything?
Yes.
Yeah, he needs to drink.
Yeah, because doesn't he get gold flakes all over his lips?
Yeah.
Drunken recall. I'm familiar.
All right, people. July 27th.
Next Thursday.
All of this to say, there's an Experience Milwaukee beer has been re-released. I know the tequila is burning my face.
It didn't burn me like the other one did, but
well, that was early.
It's
everything's numb
it's
now.
It's fucking with me.
I'm gonna put this out there. I like every few-ish months. I think this is like I always say, like ooh, this is the best beer we've made in a while.
It's brilliant.
This is solid.
It is the Experience Milwaukee beer is the current. This is the best beer we've had.
If the folks out there recall the original Experience Milwaukee beer, this is definitely a plus one.
Yeah.
This is definitely a one up from that. Without question.
Yeah, it's just different.
From
a
the
bit
first
different.
Sip.
It's perfectly different.
So the event next week is kind of cool because the last Thursday of every month, we've got a member owner happy hour. So oftentimes you make it exclusive for member owners, but this one we're actually opening up to the public so everyone can come and try Experience Milwaukee. On top of that, Adam and Steve are actually going to hop behind the bar for a minute, right in the beginning. So get Pantless. There early Pantless. At 5 o'clock.
Right at 5. Get there right early. Get there early. They don't
five
want,
till
they
six-ish. Don't want,
they don't want us behind the yeah. bar when it gets busy.
And all and you can order is all you'll get. Is a Manhattan. Experience Milwaukee.
We also have Experience Milwaukee and New Baron's logo shirts.
Tees, yes.
Yep, for sale.
And we have an actual special announcement we're going to be making that night that we haven't even told you guys about yet that we're super stoked
Ooh.
About.
You don't get to hear it now.
I was going to say, no, let's save it for tonight. Save it for that night.
So if you want to get on the ground floor or something really cool, next Thursday is the time to be there.
What a teaser.
And
we might have to pull that to the front of the episode.
And you're going to be pantsless.
We will not wear
pants.
Oh,
yeah, the guys aren't wearing pants.
Yeah.
Oh, right. We will, no pants behind the bar.
You know, I used to work at a bar that did a pants-off, dance-off, and it was awesome. People would come and they would literally take their pants off. It'd be like boxers and thongs.
Yeah, it's going to be similar to a close-off, pose-off.
Probably. I mean, it sounds, that sounds great.
Yeah, right?
We'll align our cracks. And
it was kind of an unofficial thing that was not like advertised. It would just once in a while happen
just
when certain people were working or certain people were there.
Sounds like a...
I had the privilege of being at a few of them, and it was great.
Is that a shout-out to Jackson Bradford?
Last truth or shot, Heidi, did you ever participate in a pants-off dance-off?
I did, and I always do the underwear bike ride. I'm not shy about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
The underwear bike ride?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I don't know if I... have the bravery to do the naked bike ride.
Yeah, it's a different animal. That's a different animal.
Yeah.
I certainly do not.
No, I'm not.
I want to have the bravery to do
John
it.
John does
it
around the tap room, but that's about it.
Well, yeah, once. Yeah, yeah.
Once.
In college, I did a snow pants, no pants party. That was pretty cool.
Where you wore just snow pants?
We should do...
snow pants, no pants. Take it how you will.
We should do that. That sounds like a good winter event.
Snow pants.
Right on.
You know what? And it just rolls off the tongue, too. That's dangerous. I have snow pants. That's a great idea.
Hey, so much love and respect for both of you.
Same to you.
And you, Adam.
Thank you.
So thank you.
I'm here.
Thanks for participating in this fun game. I think off mic we should finish the game. And
I'm not doing any more shots.
Yeah, let's
all
do right. it.
I also think we, the four of us said we should all wear our Experience Milwaukee shirts, and Steve and I honored this request. But,
and two people who had new shots that have not.
I got new shots.
I brought mine to wear, and I sided with Heidi and didn't wear it. So really? There's where I stand. If I have
there's
to take a shot,
there's
if I have to take a shot for it, I will.
All right then.
Okay.
Adam. Yes, go. I was gonna say a Creed song.
And now Milwaukee's own. I've had too many shots. Newski.
Yeah.